Charlie, 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 Charlie.
This was your victory. This is your congressman.
More and better jobs for Mississippi workers.
We need to balance the budget, and we need to get our economy back on track again. But we have to keep pressing on.
Republican Congressman James Lankford in Oklahoma, a clear winner in his Senate primary race. Elsewhere, Democrat Charlie Rangel in New York City appears to have staved off the most serious challenge of his decades-long career. But probably the standout result was down in Mississippi. You heard it there, where very, very long-time and extremely establishment Senator Thad Cochran appears to have beaten a Tea Party challenger in a head-to-head runoff. It was close, and that race actually may not be over yet. But the primaries in a lot of cases saw that familiar theme, established candidates getting assailed from insurgents in their own party, and not just the Republicans this time. So what did we learn from these races? Well, Amanda Turkle, senior political reporter for The Huffington Post, and my colleague in Washington joins us. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. We have to start in Mississippi, of course, where Thad Cochran, who's seven terms into a Senate career, was in a runoff, not just a regular primary, but had to run against his insurgent challenger twice. What happened?
Well, I think the fact that it was a runoff really saved the senator. I think his people realized this guy's really serious. He could have been beaten the first time around, but since he had the runoff, they said, look, we're not going to just win over the Republican base. So what the senator's supporters did is they went after Democrats, independents, African-American voters, and said, if you didn't vote in the Democratic primary the first time around, we want you to come out because you have a choice of Senator Cochran, who's known as a little bit more moderate, or Chris McDaniel, who's known as a strong Tea Party guy.
Now, it's almost unthinkable, though, when you look at Thad Cochran, the more establishment Republican, of course, no liberal. This is a conservative Republican, although a big spender, 7 terms from Mississippi. How did he get Democrats, especially African Americans, to turn and support him?
You're right. He's not even that moderate. He still is the senator from Mississippi. But you had Chris McDaniel out there saying, look, I'm going to be out there cutting spending. I am going to be standing shoulder to shoulder with senators like Mike Lee, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, really sort of these strong Tea Party guys. I'm going to be standing shoulder to shoulder with them on the Senate floor, fighting President Obama and fighting Democrats. And I thought the New York Times had a good quote from one voter who said, you're going to get one of the white guys in there. You got to make a choice. And I think many of these Democrats and African-American voters decided that Cochran was sort of the lesser of the two evils.
Well, what does that mean for the general if so many Democratic voters and African-Americans came out for Cochran? We forget this is a primary. He still has to run in a general against a Democrat. Does this give any juice to a Democratic candidate, or Democrats in Washington think Mississippi is gone now?
I think Democrats were probably hoping that Chris McDaniel won because they figured they might have a better chance of beating him because they could really get the Democratic base sort of excited at beating this Tea Party guy. Senator Cochran obviously has won over and over in Mississippi. He was considered a little bit harder to beat, and I think Democrats sort of now realize that Mississippi probably isn't going to be in play for them in November.
Well, we're going to talk about Charlie Rangel in New York City in just one second, Amanda Turkle, but let's just take a step back from the Republicans for a second. What have we really learned here? I mean, another cycle of Tea Party challengers to established Republicans. But look, in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell dispatched his Tea Party challenger easily. In Virginia, Eric Cantor got trounced by his. And then down in Mississippi, Thad Cochran beat his, but it's really close. They're still arguing about the results, and it was a runoff. I don't see a pattern here. What do we learn?
Well, the Tea Party has had trouble sort of fielding candidates. They've had some success, for example, getting Senator Ted Cruz in office. But really, I mean, I think a lot of Republicans, they have learned the lesson that the Tea Party is going to be coming for them and they have to get smart and somehow change their strategy, whether it means moving farther to the right, like Senator Lindsey Graham did. He survived sort of these conservative challenges in his primary in South Carolina, or if it's like Senator Thad Cochran, who decided to reach out to Democrats and independents. What the Republicans have done is it just has sort of put them on their toes a little bit more. while at the same time, I think Washington, the Republican Party in Washington, is getting more conservative. And I think the Tea Party can claim a little bit of a victory because of that.
Now, running for Congress in Virginia or running for the Senate in Mississippi is not like running for a congressional seat in Harlem. But that's what Charlie Rangel was doing 44 years in Congress. The similarity, though, is he faced an insurgent candidate who was accusing him of being too establishment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Congressman Rangel was facing sort of these allegations that he was too cozy to Wall Street. So he was facing this economic populist theme that we actually do sometimes see on the Republican side as well. And it was the same theme of it's time for Charlie Rangel to go and it's time to get new energy into Congress.
And Charlie Rangel's results are not quite called yet or very close.
Not quite called yet. It looks like he is going to pull this out. I mean, he went up against the same person, State Senator Adriano Espaillat, in 2012, and he won by a very slim margin. And it looks like if he ekes it out again, it will be a similar result. And, you know, I think that the demographics of Charlie Rangel's district are changing. It's becoming more Hispanic, more Dominican Americans, fewer African Americans. And so that has presented a problem for Charlie Rangel, but it looks like he will maybe win this one last time.
Well, nobody really thinks, Amanda Turkle, that the House is going to flip. It seems pretty likely, and I'm willing to bet a dollar that it stays Republican. But the Senate is a huge question. Now, I mentioned James Lankford, who is a Republican congressman. He won his primary in Oklahoma. He's going to win. He's a Republican in Oklahoma. No problem. But as the summer is facing up and we sort of edge closer to November now, what's the picture looking like for the Senate in the big swing races that we're seeing? Places like Montana especially. There are a bunch of other swing races, Louisiana, Arkansas.
Well, I think that, I mean, Democrats, I think, are still really hopeful at getting Georgia and Kentucky. You know, they're still really think that Allison Lundergan Grimes has a good chance at defeating Mitch McConnell. Obviously, it's not going to be easy because he's the minority leader in the Senate. They think they have a great candidate in Georgia with Michelle Nunn. She has a lot of name recognition, obviously, because of her father, Sam Nunn. And Republicans down there have had to go through, and in many of these other states, they have had to go through pretty tough primaries where they've fought against each other. I mean, the Democratic Party has traditionally been known as the unorganized party. They don't have a single unified policy position, and they're always fighting. That has been the Republican Party this time around, and it's been bruising. And so we'll see if it really hurts them in the general election.
Republicans have had difficult primaries, which can weaken their candidates. And you mentioned a couple of Democrats who are hopeful of taking a couple of red states for the blue side. But, you know, each of those candidates, Nunn and Lundergan Grimes and others, have really been running from the White House, Amanda Turkle. I mean, the president's approval ratings are in the tank, and there are a lot of Democrats and operatives around Washington who are sweating about the president's approval ratings and his extremely short coattails. It's not great for Democrats.
Many of them are keeping their distance from the president. You're absolutely right. But they are not calling to repeal Obamacare. They have been unified on that. Some of them would like to see changes, but they have been unified in saying that we would not repeal the president's signature health care law. I think that some of what the president and Democrats have done has been smart on focusing on some of these more economic themes, student loans, minimum wage, things that are really popular with the American public across the country, and that even some Republicans say, look, the GOP should not be running from these issues. And so, you know, the president has been trying to pick some of these issues that Senate candidates can run on without seeming, you know, too wildly liberal.
At the same time, in most of these races that we're talking about, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky, Georgia, all places where Democrats are either fighting for survival in the Senate or hoping to take a seat, they're not going to be hoping for a drop in from Air Force One probably this campaign season.
Probably not. And I don't think the president's feelings will be hurt. I think he knows the reality. So he'll probably stay away and said, if you need me, I'm there. But otherwise, you know, we don't have to pretend we're best friends.
Races around the country. Last night, extremely establishment Senator Thad Cochran staves off or appears to stave off a Tea Party challenge. And Charlie Rangel in Harlem, in New York City, does the same on the Democratic side. Amanda Turkle, senior political reporter for The Huffington Post. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.